Okay, good morning. We're up to Perek Gimel Mishnah Vav of Moed Katan. Says the Mishnah as follows: a three-way machlokas regarding Shavuos and other holidays that might cancel out the Shiva. So let's see what the Mishnah has to say. Rabbi Eliezer says, "Mishachar Beis Hamikdash at Seres Kashabbos. Once the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, Shavuos is like Shabbos." And so, what does this mean over here? So let's take a step back for a second before we analyze what the Mishnah is actually referring to. Basically, what it's saying is that Shavuos is treated like Shabbos because Shavuos is only one day when ever since the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed. The obvious question is, what are you talking about? Shavuos is one day even during the Beis HaMikdash. So what do you mean once it was destroyed, Shavuos is like the Beis HaMikdash? Shavuos is like Shabbos. So it would seem that the Mefarshim explain that the reason is why it's like Shabbos only once the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed and not beforehand is because when the Beis HaMikdash was standing, Shavuos was like another regel because you had the opportunity to make up the karbonos for Shavuos for several days after the holiday, and therefore the whole period is considered like a real chag in some sense, or at least has the potential to be treated like a chag in some sense, and therefore it was treated like a regel before the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. But Rabbi Eliezer says that once the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, since we no longer have these karbanos being offered anymore, and Shavuos is literally just one day, said and done, that's it. Obviously, in Chutz La'aretz it's 2 days, then it is like Shabbos. So what does this mean? So, Mishachar Beis HaMikdash at Seres Kashabbos, once the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Shavuos is like Shabbos, and that just like Shabbos counts for the Shiva, counts as one of the days and does not cancel it, so too Rabbi Eliezer says that Shavuos nowadays counts towards part of the Shiva and does not cancel it. Rabbi Gamliel says, Rosh Hashanah Yom HaKippurim Karagalim. So Rabbi Gamliel says, whoa, Rabbi Eliezer, let's not go so fast here. Not only the implication, he doesn't say this, but the implication is that not only is Shavuos, of course, because it's a regal, not only is Shavuos like Pesach and Sukkot, that it cancels Shiva and does not count towards it, but even Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur are treated like the other chagim, the other regalim, that even Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur cancel Shiva and do not count towards Shiva at all. Then finally, the Chachamim Omrim Lo K'divrei Zeh V'Lo K'divrei Zeh. The Chachamim don't say like either one of these opinions. Rather, they say that Shavuos is treated like the other chagim, is treated like the other festivals. So you have Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot that all cancel Shiva and don't count towards it. Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Shabbos. But Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, which are not times of explicit joy, it would seem, are treated like Shabbos, and therefore they count towards the Shiva, but they don't cancel it. Nowadays, we pass on the Rabban Gamliel. We assume that all the Regalim plus Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur all the ability to cancel the Shiva, and they don't count towards it. Mishnah Zion, Ein Korin Velo Chultzin Ve'in Mavrin. On Chol HaMoed, we don't tear Kriya. In Korin, Achoma, we don't tear Kriya, the Chultzin, nor do we bear the shoulder, Ve'in Mavrin, nor do we serve the mourner's meal to anyone. So let's just explain these things very quickly. So Kriya, we understand, we know we tear Kriya after a person loses someone, after a person loses a relative. Bearing the shoulder is not something that we do anymore so much nowadays, but back in the day, evidently, they used to walk like with the whole funeral procession with their shoulder exposed, so one should not bear their shoulder, and nor do we serve the Sudas Havra, we don't serve the mourner's meal to anyone. So these three things, in other words, what the Mishnah is saying, bearing the shoulder, doing Kriya, and serving the mourner's meal, we don't do any of these things on Chol HaMoed, Ela Krovav Shel Meisa, other than for the immediate krovim, the seven people who are connected to the person who deceased, they are the ones who are allowed to do these things. But anyone else who is not specifically obligated in these things, who normally we say they are allowed to be part of it if they want to be, but whoever is not explicitly as part of the seven on Chol HaMoed is not allowed to do these things. Main Mavrin Ella Al Mita Zakufa, nor, says the Mishnah, so this is a little complicated because we just said a second ago that for the Sudas Avra we don't serve it to the public, we only do it to like the people in their homes, the seven relatives have it in their homes, but not like a big public Sudas Avra. But says the Mishnah that the people who are eating with the mourners, which it must mean that the difference between the previous line of the Mishnah was that there were these big public meals that they used to do evidently back in the day after a person had lost someone, and the whole community or a lot of people would come out, not just the krovim, not just the krovim, not just the people who are related very directly to the other krovim who lost the person. But it would be much more extended than that. So that type of feast you don't do. But what do you allow? So you allow the people who are somehow connected, right? So it's not a big public feast in the street. Rather, it's a feast that just takes place in the person's home. And inevitably, there are always the people that are in the mourner's home other than the direct mourner. So says the Mishnah, Ein Mavrin Ela Al Mita Zakufa. So these other people don't join who are in the house that are not direct mourners. They don't join the mourner at this Sudas Havrat, the mourner's meal on Chol Hamoed, while they are seated on like an overturned bed, an overturned couch, right? As normally you would do, you would join the mourner on this overturned couch, on this overturned bed. But rather, since it's Chol Hamoed, the people who are joining join on an upright couch, on an upright bed, and because only the mourner is allowed to sit on this overturned couch during the Shiva period during Chol Hamoed. Okay, then the Mishnah has a few laws that apply to Shiva in general, and not just to Chol Hamoed, to Avelos in general, not just to Chol Hamoed. Says the Mishnah, Ein Molich Neves HaEvel, a person cannot deliver food for the Sudas Havrah, for this mourner's meal that happens right after the funeral. A person can't deliver food for this mourner's meal to a house of mourning. Lo Vatavla, you can't be in like an elegant tray. Lo Vaas Kutla, Va'iskutla, nor can it be in a silver bowl, below Va'kanon, nor can it be in a fancy basket, Ela Vasalim, or it should only be in plain baskets, and the reason why is because we encourage the whole community to come out and give food to the mourners, and if the very wealthy people are going to come bring in these very nice trays, or these very nice baskets or bowls, then even the poor people are going to be like, oh, we can't do this, because we're just going to bring our little wicker baskets, or whatever it is. So therefore, says the mission, no, everyone has to bring the plain baskets, or the food in the plain baskets, because we don't want to embarrass anyone who can't afford anything else. Then finally, the Ein Omrim Birchas Avelim B'Moed, says the Mishnah, we don't make the Birchas Avelim, we don't make the mourner's blessing in Chol Hamoed, we don't do this nowadays. There used to be a bracha they used to make called the mourner's blessing, so we don't do this on Chol Hamoed. Well, Omden Bashura Uminech but we do stand in a row and console the mourners. Right, so back in the day, we do something similar to this, where they form the rows. So we do allow at the funeral to stand in a row and console the mourners. Upotren esharabim, but after that, after they do say the Hamakum Minachim in that line to the mourner, then we immediately sort of dismiss the public, say everyone go home. They used to have like a big meal and they make the Berachas Avelim, whatever, but now we don't do that. We say just the mourner should go home and the people should go home, and we don't allow everyone to stay there together, because again, it is Chol Hamoed, we don't want to ruin the festivities at all. Okay, that's the end of Mishnah Zayin. God willing, next time we'll continue with Mishnah Ches, but for now, we'll stop right here.